We're here with Marlon Wayans. Thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate you.
So I know we have two awesome things here to promote, but let's start with Naked, the new Netflix original movie. Explain to our listeners what it's about.
Well, basically, it's about a guy who's getting married. He's still prepared for the wedding, like most men. And when he gets to the, he goes out the night before, has some drinks, wakes up the next day, the day of his wedding, butt naked in an elevator, has no idea how he got there. And he's late for his wedding. When he gets to his wedding, if he don't have the right suit, the right vows, the right ring, he starts back over in the elevator and repeats the same hour over and over again until he gives his woman the proper wedding.
It sounds like if you like The Hangover, you'll like the beginning when you're waking up out naked in an elevator. And if you like the Groundhog Day cycling through, they'll like that too. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, it's kind of like a combination, man, but it's its own movie and it's standalone. It's a really sweet story. A lot of these times when people try to redo a movie or redo a premise, it's too close to the premise.
Right.
I think this one, what I love about it is it takes you to a way different place. The discovery and the exploration is different. The story is different. And it's a really sweet movie, but really funny, and I'm excited for people to see it. It's on Netflix, so you can watch Naked, Naked.
Do you advise that or no? Probably better a little clothed.
I mean, it depends on where you went. You know, you got a little date, you got your girlfriend over, you say, hey, come over.
That's awesome. Hey, you go. There you go. There's your in, fellas. There you go. Use that line.
Can't do that at the movies.
That's awesome. Well, I know it's directed by Michael Titus. He directed in Haunted House, 50 Shades of Black, and then it co-stars Regina Hall, who, of course, you were in a Scary Movie with. So is it just sort of like, you know, working with old friends at this point?
I love working with old friends because we got a good chemistry, man. And when you have a good chemistry with somebody, we all grow together. So it's good to watch us all advance, and we all have a trust. So, you know, Mike knows as a performer, I go crazy places, so he knows get me on a wide angle. So I don't have to explain to him how I work. He just gets it.
And Regina, what's it like being back with her?
Oh, Regina's always awesome. I mean, she's really sweet in the movie, and I think she did a great job as the leading actress in this movie, and she really held down the romance and emotion, and you know, and she's funny as well.
Since Regina came up with Scary Movie,
although she kissed Sean in Scary Movie, and I think I still tasted him when I kissed her.
It's still lingering. It's lingering a little bit. Well,
speaking
of, I mean, that movie cracked me up. I mean, you guys basically, you inherited the mantle that sort of what Mel Brooks had been doing for so many decades, but Scary Movie was, for my generation, that and Don't Be a Menace, I'm going to gut you like a fish. Like, we still quote that thing. So, memories of that real quick. Did you guys just go see Scream and you said, wow, this is ripe for the picking?
We saw Scream. It was a bunch of movies. It wasn't Scream. It was Scream, I Know What You Did Last Summer. It was a bunch of slash movies that came out, and we was just like, they all started feeling like the same movie with the same characters, and we just thought that, yo, this could be fun, and so we just did it, and I'm glad we did. It was classic, and I'm glad I did parody. I quit now. I'm done with parody, and I'm just doing regular movies.
Okay, all right. Well, that's it. I mean, you guys knocked it out of the park on so many of those parodies, so nice to see you switch back now. All right, NBC's Marlon. So after they watch Naked Naked at home for Netflix, start tuning in, I believe, starting Wednesday for NBC's Marlon. You play a bit of an immature dad co-parenting with your ex. Give us the premise of this one.
Yes, man. August 16th at 9 and 9:30, you can watch Marlon. Basically, it's my life, inappropriate divorced father that's just trying to keep his family together in the midst of a divorce. Just because your family's broken up, it doesn't mean they're over. It's like an aspirational show, and it's a different kind of TV dad with a different kind of TV family. I hope people tune in because it's really funny, and it's free, people. Watch it.
I mean, I know you're a dad, but you play a bit of a big kid.
Oh, yeah, but that's me in real life. As a father, I'm very embarrassing. I am super embarrassing. I go to graduations and I start screaming, I told you she wasn't stupid. I knew she was going to be somebody.
That's so great. What's it been like diving back into the TV world since, like, compared to working on Wayans Brothers on the WB?
Man, it's a great journey. I feel like I never left, but in that little synapse I was gone, I learned so much. So my approach to the show is so different than Wayans Brothers. When I was doing Wayans Brothers, it was all about the joke. And now it goes, what's the story? And then I'm confident where the jokes will come from once we have a good story. So I think Wayans Brothers is a fun show, and I loved it, and I thought we had some really great things we did. But I think this one's a more mature take, and, you know, it's just a great show on its own.
Absolutely. And but I mean,
that was a very politically correct answer, so I don't get punched in my chest by my older brother.
They'll do that from time to time. I bet you guys keep each other in line, that's for sure. Well, I mean, you got Keenan, Sean, Damon. I mean, it's like a whole stable of hilarious comedians there, and I just love to watch you guys grow. But before you go, we got to get memories on In Living Color. I'd be remiss if I don't do that. Do you have a favorite character that you played on there?
I think the one I played, the one I liked the most was this one character I did, Luther, which was the ugly man. He was basically Wanda's date, and he was actually uglier than him. And I loved that scene. That was a really fun scene.
Absolutely. And then for Damon, is it Homie the Clown, or do you ever have a
Damon, pick one, man. Homie the Clown, Anton, Blaine, Handyman, the head detective. Damon was just a monster on the show. Keenan, I loved Frenchie, and I loved Arsenio. Those two hurt me.
Absolutely, absolutely. In closing, I got to ask, arguably maybe my favorite movie of yours is not a comedy at all. Requiem for a Dream. Man, that will scare straight anybody. Tell me.
They need to make that a drug PSA. That movie's so horrific, it make you put weed down. Like, I need to get off this.
That is your D.A.R.E. program or whatever those things are called. Seriously, just watch that thing. What was Darren Aronofsky's genius? Because there's some of those scenes where you're running and is the camera attached to you, like up in your face? Like that and the music, man, that sends shivers down my spine just thinking about that movie.
Well, I just think he's a brilliant director, and I was very lucky to be a part of it, man. And I'm glad my one dramatic departure I did with him.
Well, you also made us cry our eyes out with The Sixth Man, man, so you can show lots of sides. All right, everybody, it's Naked on Netflix and Marlon on NBC. Thank you so much. Marlon Wayans.
Bye, guys.